Well, you'll know what motions are filed. That's all you'll know, because then whoever didn't file the motion gets another 20 days to file a response, and then after the response is filed, the court typically takes some period of time. They typically don't get decided very quickly in federal court. So, I mean, we're talking about a process that will extend over a couple of months or several months, not something that's going to be resolved in a couple of weeks.
Tampa Bay Water is already out $10 million in legal fees and expects HGR Engineering to try to recoup another $13 million of their own legal expenses. If Tampa Bay Water board members decide to file an appeal in their case, they risk racking up the legal bill even more if they lose. Sandra Merman, a board member and Hillsborough County Commissioner, said she doesn't support risking any more financial loss, but wants to make sure the board makes informed decisions going forward.
We're going to really sit down and do some due diligence and thoughtful work. We want to find out what evidence they did not accept that we wanted to present. What evidence was presented that, on maybe even on their side, that we didn't want to hear. So, and really find out what actually happened in the case. We also want to have a much more open and deliberative discussion with the public.
Merman's fellow board member on both Tampa Bay Water and Hillsborough County Commission, Mark Sharp, is in favor of appealing the loss.
I feel that when you're right, you do what's right. And so I'm going to wait and allow the full board to have that conversation. You know, I've always felt that we had a very strong case.
Tampa Bay Water has been dealing with the cracks in the C.W. Bill Young Regional Reservoir for more than 5 years. Jonathan Kennedy, the project manager for the reservoir's renovations, said a lot has happened in that time.
The reservoir started experiencing its first cracks during the second drawdown in December 2006. And by the summer of 2009, we recommended to the board a way to address these cracks on a long-term basis. Between December 2006 and 2009, we have been applying the Band-Aid cracking to fix them on a temporary basis that I described to the board earlier today. And since the summer of 2009, we've been moving on a permanent project to repair those cracks once and for all by removing and replacing them.
Kennedy supports completely repairing the cracks because he said continuing patch jobs isn't cost effective.
The Band-Aids are costing on an average $1.5 to $2 million a year, and since they don't address the underlying problem, we cannot use the facility at its original design rate of drawdown. In order to get it to be able to draw down at the higher flow rates that it was designed, we're going to have to perform this long-term fix.
One Tampa Bay Water Board member proposed replacing their council. Neil Brickfield, a Pinellas County Commissioner, made a motion in today's board meeting to do that. The motion was not seconded.
We're examining our legal options, and I think that based on the results to date, it's a good time to get a fresh set of eyes and look at our options.